Welcome to Torah Dimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon, and today we'll be learning Shir HaShirim Parak Vav. This parak begins with Knesset Yisrael asking Hashem why he hid his face from her. Hashem responds, and in his response tries to comfort Bnei Yisrael and reassure him that he still loves her a lot. Knesset Yisrael asks Hashem, Ana halach todei chayafa ben Hashem? Where did my beloved, beautiful among women go? Hashem, why did you remove your hashpa, your influence from me? Ana pana dodech, where did you turn, my beloved? Why do you turn to the other nations and bestow upon them good? Let's go and request that he return to us. Klal Yisrael continues to lament the fact that Hashem distanced himself from her. Pasuk Beis, Dodi yarad l'gano l'kot shoshanim. My beloved went down to his garden to gather roses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to his garden, to Olam Hazeh, to gather roses, to take the souls of the tzaddikim. This is a very harsh blow to Klal Yisrael. As a result of this difficult situation, it's hard to come close to Hashem as we would like to, because we do not have tzaddikim to lead and to guide us. We ask that Hashem remove this terrible makah, this blow, as I am always, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. I am always connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haro Eba Shoshanim, as you shepherd us amongst the roses, as you lead us by means of the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim show us the right way to come close to you, Hashem. So why do you take them from us? Pasuk Dalet. From Psukim Dalet through Yud Aleph, Hashem responds to Klal Yisrael and comforts them that they should not despair from the Geula. They should continue to wait for it and to renew their relationship with him, because she is very beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Yafa at rayati, ketirza. Do not despair, because in the end, you will be beautiful, my beloved, as a tirza, which comes from the Lashon, from the language of Keshetirzeh utifayes. Hashem says, when you appease me, you will once again be beautiful. Na'ava ki Yerushalayim, you will be comely like Yerushalayim. I will rest my Shekhinah on you, just as I do on Yerushalayim. And then, ayuma kenegdalos, awesome and feared like the angels, you will be feared by the nations. Pasuk K. Hashem continues to comfort the Knesset Yisrael and says to her, Hasebi enayach minegdi, sheheim hirivuni. If you return to me and stand up before me, tzaddikim, who are symbolized by the eyes, which hasebi, yisavavu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the tzaddikim are the ones who surround Hashem, then I will immediately bring you close to me, and through the tzaddikim, I will be elevated and sanctified. So please fix your ways, and I will immediately be ready to redeem you. Do not worry that since you have fewer tzaddikim, the Rasham will cause you to sin so much so that you will not have a place with me. Don't be afraid of them, because Sa'arech ka'eder ha'izim shall go shu min ha'galad. Just as Lavan, who descended from Har Gilad, bikesh la'akoras ha'kol, he wanted to destroy and uproot everything. He wanted to disconnect Yaakov from me, and I did not allow him to do so. I did not allow him to harm Yaakov. Similarly, in the future exile, I will not allow them to break you away from me, from your Yiddishkeit, and from your relationship with me. Shinayach ke'eder ha'rechelim, your teeth are like a counted flock, she'alu min ha'rechatza, which have come up from washing. Your teeth, your suffering, is counted and limited, like teeth. And it is only in order, lirchotz, to wash and cleanse you. Shekula matimos veshekula ein bahem, all of which are perfect and none are blemished among them, so that all the Jews will return. Each will be perfect and each will find his way back. Pasuk Zayin, kepela charimon rekaseich, like a slice of pomegranate are your cheeks, mi ba'ad latzamateich, from within your kerchief, even the rekim, the empty ones among you, symbolized by the pomegranates, they remain within the kerchief. They don't leave Klal Yisrael. The last 2.5 psukim appear early in Parak Dalet. In that plate, in Parak Dalet, it was referring to the first exile, and now, in our Parak, it is referring to the third exile. Pasuk Ches, Hashem continues to praise Klal Yisrael. Shishim heim melachos. There are 60 queens, vushmonim pilagshim, and 80 concubines, ve'alumot ein mispar, and young maidens without number, meaning Avram's children were 60. There were 80 families from Noach to Avram, from which broke into many nations, many, many without number. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Achasi, you are one. You, Klal Yisrael, are the one I choose. Yonasi, you are loyal to me like a dove, which never betrays its mate. Samasi, my perfect one, as you accept your Yisurim Bitzmimus, with completeness and integrity. Achat hi li'ima, you are unique to your mother, meaning you are the only one worthy for the Shekhinah to rest upon. Barahi li'oladata, You are pure to she who gave birth to you. Klal Yisrael will be pure and clean from all sin. Ra'uha banot vayashruha. Daughters saw her and praised her. Milachim, milachim upilakshim vayahaluha. Queens and concubines, they praised her. My choosing you from all the nations will become public and revealed to all. They will see you in your greatness, and they will ultimately praise you. Hashem continues to comfort and strengthen Knesset Yisrael. He promises that even though now it seems they are in a low and weak level, nevertheless, they will merit high levels, and in the merit of those levels, he will bring the Geula. Pasuk Yud. Mizos, in the merit of who will this occur? Hashem says, in the merit of the tzaddikim who have elevated themselves, step after step, 40 steps in total. Hanishkafa kemo shachar, that gazes down like the dawn. At Yetzias Mitzrayim, you were like the dawn, which is a weak light. Yafa kalvana, beautiful as the moon. At Kriyas Yamsef, you were like the moon, which is a bit of a stronger light. Barak kechama, bright as the sun. At Kabbalah Satorah, you were similar to the sun, which is an even stronger light. Ayuma kenigdalot, awesome like the angels. And in the future, you will be compared to the angels. You will continue to be elevated from being like the dawn to the moon, and then ultimately bright as the sun, and one day, Emir Tashem, awesome like the angels. Pasuk Yud Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give chizuk to Knesset Yisrael and reveal to her how beloved she is in his eyes. Even in the beginning in Mitzrayim, when you were tarnished but with sin, you were compared to an egoz, a nut, which is dirty on the outside. Nevertheless, my love for you is because of the holiness that's inside, that's hidden within you, just like a nut that's hidden in a dirty, hard shell. This idea is true of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. They are compared to an egoz, a nut. A nut can be thrown into the dirtiest of places, but the fruit inside remains clean and pure. So to a Jew, he can become dirty from sin on the outside, but his essence remains clean and pure and cleaves to Hashem. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort to crack the nut and remove the fruit, but we can never give up hope because every Yid has a place inside of him that's pure and connected to Hashem. Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahori. Hashem, the neshama that you gave me, inside of me, it's pure. It doesn't matter what my life circumstances. It doesn't matter how far I've strayed from you or how much I've sinned. There's always that place inside of me that's clean and that's pure. The pincel Yid that yearns and desires to reconnect to you once again. The pasuk continues, "Lerot beibei hanachal, lerot haparcha hagefen, hanetu harimonim." To see the moist plants of the valley, to see whether the vine has blossomed, if the pomegranates had sprouted. At Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem sent down a great influence, a shefa of holiness to the world. This kedusha was intended for the tzaddikim and the tamid chachamim, so they could reach high levels, haparcha hagefen, that the vines could blossom. And in the end, not only did the tzaddikim become elevated, but even the Rasha'am used this abundance of Kedusha and returned. Hanetsu haribonim. The pomegranates, which symbolized the simple, more empty ones among us, also sprouted. Yud Beis. Knesset Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when you chose us to be your Am Segula, your special nation, Lo Yadati Nafshi, I did not know my soul. I was so distanced from you that I didn't know the greatness of the soul inside of me. Nevertheless, Samatni, you made me, Markavos Ami, to be your Merkava, the chariot which brings your Shekhinah into this world. Ami, you called us your nation, and all of this was done with Nedivos, with generosity, as we didn't deserve it. So please, also bring the Geula now, even if we are not worthy, just as you redeemed us in the past when we were not deserving. Please, please redeem us once again. I wanted to end with another example of a mushal nimshal in Shir HaShirim. Till now, we've been discussing the approach of the Shur Hamor, Rav Yaakov Milisa, who bases his perush on the writings of the Al Shech HaKadosh and on Rashi. And his approach is that Klal Yisrael entered a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were engaged. They are engaged. And they yearn to complete the marriage, to come to the place that they'll be totally connected, where no one can break us apart. And so even though we go through Yisurim and exile after exile, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us to that place. We yearn to complete our marriage and to connect with Hashem. The Malbim takes a very different and most interesting approach. He says that the story of Shir HaShirim is the story of a Dod and a Raya, a woman and her beloved. A simple shepherd. This woman loves her beloved and her beloved loves her and they really want to connect. But the king has taken a liking to this woman and so he takes her into his palace and he keeps her there and tries to keep her away from her beloved. He locks her there and he tries to entice her and give her everything her heart could desire, all the pleasures of the world. He gives her everything. But really inside, all she wants to do is connect to her Dode. And she tries to find him. He tries to send her messages, sometimes through the walls, through the cracks. Sometimes she gets them, and sometimes he even tries to see her and he's knocking, but she's distracted or she's overcome with a temporary insanity and she doesn't even answer the door. And this goes back and forth, but ultimately, even though the king is trying to give her everything, she doesn't want to be with this king. She really just wants to be with her beloved. And the Malbim says that this is a mashal nimshal for our guf, for our body and our neshama. Hashem sends our neshama, a piece of him, a chelek elukam imal, into a body. And the body tries to entice the neshama and gets it distracted with all the ta'anugim, all the beautiful things that this world has to offer. But really, ultimately, deep down, the neshama doesn't want to be in the body. The neshama does not want all the physical pleasures of this world. What the neshama really wants is to connect back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to be one without the limitations and the restrictions of the body. And so it yearns to be there. But sometimes it gets distracted. And even though Hashem sends messages through the cracks and through the walls, sometimes we don't hear them. And sometimes Hashem is knocking on the door and we don't even realize to open it because we're so distracted and we're overcome with a temporary insanity, or maybe we believe other things are really what's important. But really, deep down, that's what the neshama wants, to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cleave to its source. And so that's what it asks. And that is, according to the Malbim, the Mashal Nimshal, the beautiful story of Shir HaShirim. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordin, Mordechai ben Ephraim, with Miriam Golda in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.